Adnan Syed walked free from a Baltimore courthouse but wearing a GPS monitor. While his conviction for murdering his ex-girlfriend has been overturned, he is still under suspicion for the crime. However, the judge agreed with prosecutors that there were serious questions about the integrity of the trial, which led to him being jailed for the past 23 years.
We're not yet declaring Adnan Syed is innocent, but we are declaring that in the interest of fairness and justice, he is entitled to a new trial.
The conviction drew worldwide attention as a result of the pioneering crime podcast, Serial, that first began airing in 2014. Each episode meticulously recounted the details of the case as well as inconsistencies in the investigation. And now authorities admit that even as they prosecuted Syed, it was known that there were two alternative suspects that were not disclosed, and they accept that key cell phone location data used as evidence was flawed. But the family of Hyman Lee, who was 18 years old when she was strangled and buried in a park, say they've been blindsided by Syed's release. They say the state conducted the appeal without sufficiently consulting them.
They want the truth to come out. If the truth is that someone else killed their sister, daughter, they want to know that more than anybody. They were shut out of the legal process by the court and the state's attorney's office, and it was inexcusable.
A question being asked, would prosecutors have re-examined the case without the podcast? Whatever the outcome of this case, it has at the very least revealed yet another example of prosecutorial misconduct. And it raises the question once again of how many others are serving jail time in the U.S. based on flawed convictions. Shihab Ratansi, Al Jazeera.